This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein welcomed a friend of the Jewish people, Pastor Lou Engel, who as president of Lou Engel Ministries leads large prayer gatherings to pray for America and for Israel.
I'd love to hear you talk about this parallel between Esther that we know from the Bible and the Esthers that you're calling today.
I had one of the most epic dreams of my life. And in it, I saw women coming from everywhere to hear the book of Esther be taught. It was like I'm looking at this spiritual revival, a women's movement. And I knew that there was coming a million Esthers worldwide who would take a stand against the ideologies, like in the days of Haman. It was the spirit of anti-Semitism and hatred to the Jews. It was the ancient battle way back to the days of Moses when the Amalekites attacked the Jews. There are certain ideologies that we believe are fueled by dark powers, spiritual powers. So Esther called a three-day fast with Mordecai. And that three-day fast, I believe, broke the spiritual power behind Haman. I believe God is laying his hand on women for such a time as this. But now I believe God has joined us with you and your fellowship, praying that God would push back Hezbollah. Lord, break the power of the war in Gaza and release the hostages. This is our dream.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. As we celebrate Purim and Women's History Month, discover the book of Esther and her courageous stand against persecution by visiting holylandradio.org. That's holylandradio.org.